Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. If you can hear the show today, I kind of understand. You can always catch it on the website. And if you're not hearing the show today, and I kind of understand, it's because you're taking advantage of this gorgeous day. Absolutely beautiful. Which leads me to the show. I wasn't satisfied with last week. I'm going to do more radical things today. We're going to discuss more radical things I would do for my health and then give you an understanding of why. Again, the concept. Well, I'm going to put it to you this way today. How many of you noticed that when you woke up today, you just felt better? Now, you call it the weather. You call it all those negative ions, the storms cleared the air. L.A. air is not that great. We've got much cleaner air. Yes, we do. But it's more than that, and you know it. There's just something about a storm and then a bright, sunny day. Things shift, if we can use this word, energetically. So it's not something that chemistry can really explain. It's something that you just feel if you feel it. How many of you don't notice a thing? You see my point. Some of you got up today and just said, my aches and pains feel better. My mood is better. My cold is better. My tooth is better. Whatever it was, you noticed it was better. Here's the point. That is a science. The capacity to choose a location where you just feel better. In fact, where you just might heal serious disease is one of the driving factors behind holistic medicine. Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine. Again, you'll hear me talk about Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine time and time again. Why? Because they're still coherent systems. I think everyone understood these concepts at one time. But right now, we have a very, very coherent understanding of this given to us in Chinese medicine and in Ayurvedic medicine. I want American medicine to understand it this way. So my dream would be, maybe for 2015, you can think of it in these terms, that your health, what you call your future, the future of your health, in fact, we could stretch it to, and it's not really a stretch, the future of your prosperity derives from where you live. The weather, the climate, that's radical. Why? Because it may mean you're sick because you live in the wrong part of America. You're sick because you live in the wrong part of the world. Now, these are these little freeze, flash, flame moments in medicine where people come in and they've got serious diseases, stuff that's taking them down, Lyme disease that won't go away, cancers. And in their desperation, they'll blurt out to you suddenly, if you listen to them and if you give them the space to do that, ever since I moved to this city, ever since I moved to that house, I had a bad feeling about moving from New England to Las Vegas. I had a bad feeling about moving from Vegas to New York City. I had a bad feeling about going from New York City to Georgia. You hear these things. Usually it's women. And that's for good reason. Women have that intuitive faculty. Men are thinking about the bottom line. And of course, the bottom line's critical. But do you know? This is what I want to give you first and foremost. More radical things I would do for my health. Get into my astrocartography. Now, check the website. Get onto the website, go to picture 39, picture number 39. If you're new to the show, I am Dr. Vincent Medici. There is no show like this on health in America. We are not talking about the power of the herb. not this show. We're talking about the power of healing and the things you need to do and the perspectives you need to bring to it. And then you can use those herbs correctly. That's the difference. Picture number 39, if you're new, get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Please don't do this show just on the radio. The pictures tell so much. Picture number 39. There it is, the astrocartography. It's called astrocartography, relocation astrology. Astrocartography is not new, I kid you not. You can travel long and far and wide and pay lots of money to have somebody at the top of a hill, very, very versed in medicine, tell you you need to do one thing. Not herbs, not cleanses, not relationship changes, just simply move to another place. This is a science. It's the science of astrocartography. That gentleman there that you're looking at the prior one, picture number 38, that's Jim Lewis. Jim Lewis was an American who, he didn't invent this stuff. He certainly made this more palatable, more understandable in the Western perspective. And this is nothing new. This goes back thousands of years. Where you live is where your health is. Now, you can expand that into the feng shui, and you can expand that into the vastu. Those are Chinese and then Ayurvedic or Indian, East Indian perceptions of how to live and how to place, and that's nothing new to you. But I think what is novel, what you don't really know, is how paramount to where you put your furniture and where your door is and all this stuff. Paramount to that, superior to that, is where you put your home. Does the land receive you? And you really got to take that win, because if you're sick, if you're chronically ill, if you're sick beyond sick, if you're tired of being sick, if you're not radiant, if you're retired at 70, if you've retired at 70, and you want to have 20, 25 good years to do whatever you want, see your vision come to fruition. See the things you dreamed of, the relationships you wanted, come into the material plane. Don't be living in a place that doesn't work for you. So, more radical things I would do for my health, I would get into my astrocartography. You Google it up. There are people who do this for a living. And you kind of do it already for yourself. Here's another one. Oil pulling. Oil pulling for the gums. Turn to picture number 40. What is oil pulling? Very, very simply, you take either sesame or coconut oil, you swish it around in your mouth for 20 minutes. Do not swallow it. And it pulls the garbage out of your gums. It makes the gums tight. It strengthens and tightens the periodontal ligaments of the teeth. So it's a disinfectant. It's an astringent. The gums are sort of an expression of your health, like the woman's period is an expression of her health. You want to know the health of your animal, right? You look at the gums. You want to know the health of the person? You look at the gums. You can have some really neat conversations with your dental hygienists if they're hip. They can tell so much about your gums. Do they bleed? Are they puffy? Are they purple? Are they bright pink? Are they whitish? What about that one tooth where the gum is simply dark? Is that the tooth you grind? Is that the tooth that had a root canal? Is that the tooth that has decay you haven't taken care of? There's so many angles on this. Is that the tooth where the margin of the crown is open? Is that the tooth where you have a pocket because you're vitamin D deficient, grossly vitamin D deficient? There's so much about the gums. Oil pulling. You've got to get up before you do a thing. Take a tablespoon, get Premier Research Labs sesame oil, take a tablespoon of that, put it in your mouth, and swish it around for 20 minutes. Do not swallow it. You will barf. I guarantee you, don't swallow it. Not even a drop or two by mistake. You got to be careful there. It will make you nauseous. One reason it's the first thing in the morning, right? How about a nice tablespoon of sesame oil swished around in your dirty mouth for 20 minutes? No, don't let that drip down the back of your mouth. But do it. Read about it. Everything I'm going to say today, you can read about easily. Now, here's another one. Fasten your seatbelts. Urine therapy. That's right. I said urine therapy. I said drink your urine. That's right. Now, here's a book. I put it on there. I'm going to protect myself with a book so you don't think I'm crazy, although you probably already do. Picture number 29. Look at picture number 29. Your own perfect medicine. Clinically tested, medically proved. There's so much information on the power of drinking your own urine. There's so much. It is an age-old practice. It's a Vedic tradition. It's an East Indian tradition. I caution you to do it in modern times if your body has not been relatively purified. In other words, if all the indiscretions of your health are in full bloom, your urine's going to be so filthy. I question the validity of this recommendation. But if you're reasonably along the way, if you're at a second base stage in your healing, if you know you're on your way, but you're not quite there completely, start drinking your own urine. The science, well, the urine's an antibiotic. It has antibiotic properties. Number two, more importantly, the urine has tons of the hormone that you can recycle back into your body and convert back into usable hormone. Now, who does that? The liver. Again, a little side note, typical of my show. Everything works together. So you just don't single one thing out, although these radical suggestions, this show, the last show, start doing them no matter what, for the most part. But understand, you have to give respect to the fact that they work in conjunction with your health. So when we talk about things like drinking your urine or oil pulling, in conjunction with a year's work of hard work on your health, you'll get more out of it. That's a principle. That's a basic principle. You can't pot shot and expect immediate miracles. You have to work synergistically over time, and then when you hit critical mass, you'll see the miracle. You have to think of yourself like the heavyweight boxer who wins the crown. One punch, one round, the blink of an eye, but he's been hitting the bag for 15 years. You have to think about it at the actor that gets the Academy Award that no one's ever heard of. And out of nowhere, out of living in the hood, he receives the Academy Award for a lead role that he just incidentally got. You have to think of yourself like that. That guy that wins the Academy Award, F. Murray Abraham. Anybody remember F. Murray Abraham? What was it, Amadeus? Years ago? Long time ago. It was a guy, F. Murray Abraham. Some of you remember him. He won the Academy Award for playing Soliari, something like that, in the Tom Hulce Amadeus. And no one ever heard of him. And basically no one ever heard of him after that. But F. Murray Abraham, he was around a long time. And he was around a long time after. And that's the way you have to think of a healing. A healing is a bunch of hardcore...